College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, you missed any part of the show? We had Chris Russell, the Rooster, pay homage to Hulk Hogan earlier in the program. You can listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just enter Sports Junkies and you can grab that. Of course, you can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line, tweet us at Junks Radio. A couple that I noticed, this from our pal Chris Russell.
Okay.
Tweeted us, you guys asked about Ben Sinnott this morning.
Oh.
Just had a beautiful sliding catch over the middle for a touchdown in red zone drills.
Mm.
Had another catch earlier too.
Ooh.
So there's a little intel.
It's flashing a little bit out there, that you, Ben Sinnott.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything to lead me to think that he sucked. Just had a guy ahead of him play out of his mind.
Yep.
This from Travis, listens to the show a lot, tweets us. I've agreed with EB 99.9% of the time. But when it comes to Cam Newton, I'm better than you situation. I do remember EB telling the producers how much better than he was towards AWOD and draft.
Probably.
That probably happened at some point.
I don't doubt. Listen, I think that we're great at what we do.
I tend to agree. I hope the listeners think the same thing.
Yes.
Hopefully that's the case.
They don't always agree, Cake.
No, I'm well aware.
By the way, did you notice, I can't listen to midseason anymore because that's when they really, they get their shots in.
Okay.
And it's too much. It makes me crazy. They were getting on you, on your shorts again. Yes, they were highlighting the shorts.
I mean, I guess I have
short shrapnel.
My kryptonite is I can't buy shorts that fit properly. I don't know.
Apparently you need to go with them to the store.
Yeah, you guys need to be my personal haberdashers.
No, I don't know. I'm going to be serious, Cakes, because I don't want to get the face.
No, I'm not going to get the face.
One question. Did you buy them for the appearance?
No. I bought those.
You had them for a while.
I bought those shorts literally a month or so ago.
Okay.
Before I went to San Diego.
Gotcha.
I was at Nordstrom Rack. I was like, oh, those look kind of silly. Didn't try them on. That was the problem. I just bought them sight unseen. And maybe they're too long. I don't know.
Go ahead, Valdez.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, you were going to say, well, one thing that you guys were saying, first of all, to dress up and wear shorts.
That's
incongruent.
That was faux pas number one.
Yeah. When you say dress up, shorts are completely eliminated from from your outfit.
So I should have worn pants.
Yes, like you should have worn
jeans
pants.
Jeans at a minimum.
What if you wore seersucker shorts?
No shorts whatsoever.
Yeah, just shorts are out of bounds.
Listen, okay. I thought you were fine.
But here's
whatever.
I'm like Cakes. It's hard to find clothes that fit well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I feel like Cakes and I both have kind of unique body types.
I like how you're framing that. Look, I'm short. Any shorts on me are gonna
we need to educate you about inseam.
What's wrong with your body? Do you
have my shoulders? Like, I have very broad shoulders,
broad chest. Right.
So it's hard to find stuff that's, like, fits well up top.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like I'm wearing a muumuu down below.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How is your, like, torso relative to your legs and all that?
That's usually pretty good.
You're
but,
okay.
But Cakes needs to get educated about his inseam.
Yeah.
Because since he is a shorter guy, mm-hmm. he can't wear 9-inch inseam shorts.
He's like 7-inch inseam.
You need seven.
I think he's wearing 10 or 11.
Yeah, he needs 7.5 inseams.
Probably 9-inch inseam, but I'm not tall. They're just longer.
So that way they fall just above the kneecap.
Yeah,
and also he needs to be conscious of crotch area
mm-hmm.
because Cakes has a notorious flat ass. So the more space that's between the waistline and the zipper, it highlights how much of a flat ass he has.
Interesting.
So he needs that to be decreased
with
the inseam, so that way the shorts look more form-fitting instead parachute pants.
I know you won't ever do this, but I have taken a rack of shorts before
mm-hmm.
to a tailor
yeah.
and had them so they fit me better.
Right. I've never done that. Never even considered
it. It's not even
it.
That much. It's not even that much. It's just like a seamstress. And they just, it's not like a tailoring
a
suit.
Go and say, take these in.
It's not like tailoring
suit. I've done that with golf pants and golf shorts and regular pants before. I've taken them to mommy to sew up.
Yeah. Okay. You know, this is solid life advice. I don't have a problem with this.
Right.
This is all good. Just get it out of the open.
And please, just don't tuck in your shirt next time, too.
You've been getting beaten up about your get-ups for a while.
It's evergreen.
That happened before one of the Purple Hearts.
We had the whole golf outfit.
Golf was nice enough to come in and did a makeover.
How did those shorts end up fitting?
They went perfectly because they had.
Yeah, how come you didn't wear that?
They had someone knowledgeable.
I don't know. I still have it.
That's just, you need to bring them. You just think of it as your golf outfit, and you're not going to wear it anywhere else.
Anytime when or anytime you go shopping, you bring those shorts with you, and then you line them up.
I'm just, unless they're Viore shorts, like what I'm wearing today, I just can't wear shorts in here because I'm just going to be right in the crosshairs every time.
And then Cakes also needs like a more form fitting shirt because like his sleeves are so loose and baggy.
He generally just buys too big of stuff.
I think he does too. Drab said that on Bitsy.
I think he's buying
like 36 or 38 waisted stuff.
Yeah. What waist do you buy?
Generally 30. Like I'm between a 36 and a 38. Like 38s are too big. 36 a little snug.
You should get the little snug.
You know what I'm saying?
You should stick with the little snug.
Yeah, but I don't like walking around in little snug stuff. It just doesn't feel good.
You like it looser.
It doesn't feel right.
He might need like to go the size up to 38, but get a slimmer cut.
Get a seamstress to hook it.
Or just they make like slim fit 38s that he could wear.
Sure.
And then what I was saying about the shirt is it's so baggy on him. It needs to be more form fitting.
like chocolate as he walks in.
Like he needs the shoulders.
He needs to buy some of those shirts from those infomercials where guys, you know, for guys like all of us that are middle aged guys.
Yeah.
And you got
like,
little,
it hides your belly. It shows off your arms.
Yeah, it shows off. It shows you look jacked in upper body.
Sure, I've seen the infomercials. You know.
Like, I have a couple brands in mind that I think would look good on Cakes. Like, I feel like Cakes would fit well in a Roback. Because
I don't even know what that is.
It's a golf shirt.
Okay.
It's a collared shirt. Yeah. And they make the sleeves a certain length. And so that way it doesn't look like, you don't look like a wizard that you're draped in all black in.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is all sound advice.
Or you just keep giving them content, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I could just keep giving you free content.
You ever think about, like, just doing some extra squats for, like, 6 months to try to get the ass going?
Extra squats?
Or, you know,
that would imply that I'm doing squats.
Did you ever think, like, you know what? I'm going to go on a mission. I'm going to try to get my backside.
Not really.
You know what you should do is we should get him a butt pad.
A butt
No, I mean, women wear them, so why can't we?
How about this as a bit? You said you were going to pay him to get a. BBL. How much for you to get? And by the way, it wouldn't for you to look obnoxious, but for you to look like you had like Zac Efron's butt
right.
or something.
Just you know popping. What I mean? It's popping.
Like you
back
just
there.
Had like Mario Lopez's butt.
Yeah, I just don't think that's ever gonna. It would have to be artificial.
Yeah, would you do that? Could we pay you to get a BBL?
I said the amount of CCs
they would need for that flat ass.
So many. I would. I'm happy to do the bad toupee. For
you would
a
rather
year
do that than
because
get
I
your
just at the end of the year I just take it off.
Well, the BBL they could somehow remove it or
isn't that like a surgical procedure?
I think it's just
I'm not that size.
I kind of feel like if you did the toupee for a year, you'd probably keep it.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I might. I'd have an extra 10 grand in my pocket, too. Yeah. Which would be nice.
I've been trying to do more squat stuff just because as you get older, your butt just falls apart.
Yeah, mine's falling apart.
Yeah.
Apparently,
you got a
way
squat
early.
Rack, right?
I do, but it hurts really my knees. I'll do like kettlebell squat. I'll do some stuff like that a little easier. I'm not trying to put like 250 pounds on there or something.
that sounds way too much weight.
No, just do some stuff with dumbbells or kettlebells.
Yeah.
Try to get
would
a little muscle.
Hey, would you entertain the idea of like a butt pad?
A butt pad? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, you just have like you have like a girdle, and then you
like
have
an insert.
So
it's like stuffing your
Can we do that just so we could walk around here for
I would do it for a bit for yeah, TV.
Just like
I mean, work. I don't think I'm gonna walk around.
Like, he has to walk around the sales. So like, can we do it? You walk around and see if people notice your ass. Oh, can we do it? And he goes outside in the public,
right?
Where they has a butt pad.
Well, nobody's gonna
see if people notice.
Nobody's
his
just
butt.
Randomly gonna notice that all of a sudden that doesn't know me already.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta get someone that knows.
Oh, that guy has a nice butt.
Yeah, maybe you start doing the bit that Drab saw, which was the coup de grace at the end of the Little People Wrestling.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Unless it became really lucrative, I could make a lot of money off
it. Would you do that right now? For like, if somebody offered you $1,000, would you do that as an ending bit and an appearance?
Where they just stick their face like right into my
like
butt?
No.
$1,000?
No, you're the guy that do it. You do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you just back your
butt. I have to do it.
Back that ass up.
Mars butt? Yeah. No.
Your butt, Mars nose.
Who gets paid?
You.
I would consider it. I would think about it at least. I mean, I should profit off of my flat butt if I can. Yeah.
But the real problem with the shorts, according to, you know, the haberdashers over here, wasn't really your butt.
It's not just us. Look at all the comments. It was,
I didn't see a comment.
It said they were too long, right?
I guess.
Yes, the inseam.
He needs a tailor. Cakes is... His no offense, your waist is wider, doesn't fit how short you are.
I understood.
Yeah, so you just need a
this
tailor.
This body has flaws. I'm well aware.
to like take him up a notch. Or,
yeah.
Well, I told him that I've taken a whole rack of shorts before to a seamstress, and I think she charged me like $10 a short, or whatever. And just tightened them up, made them look sillier.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm just bitter we lost our connection with Jason's guy because those were like the bulk of my free shorts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna wear
what
pants.
Happened to
I'm
Pete?
Just gonna wear pants from now on.
What happened to Pete?
I don't know. I don't know what became
I think
of him.
We said something that they didn't like.
I don't think he's with this company anymore.
I think like most relationships.
Yeah, they fizzled at some point.
We said something. Yeah.
All right, gotta take a break. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.